26-year-old Sergi Torblitsa started his company Ivera out of necessity. He's from Georgia, the country, and when family came to visit, they just couldn't find anything to watch on TV.
They wanted to watch something from back home, and we just couldn't find any solutions at all. We built something homebrew, and then just more friends saw it, and they wanted it, and then more people saw it, and it slowly just grew into a business by itself.
Iveria is like Hulu or Netflix Instant Replay. It costs $20 a month, and subscribers can watch the programs in a number of ways, on the website, on their TV, on their smartphone. Among the most watched programs are news, soccer, talk shows like this one, and the wildly popular Georgian Idol. Torblitsa is one of the 15 winners of the first round of Arch grants. Along with the $50,000, he received free accounting, marketing, legal, IT, and mentoring services.
One of the most difficult things about starting your own new enterprise up is it can be a very lonely place. And it's a lot of times you question, am I crazy? What am I trying to do here? So when we saw this opportunity to be a part of a community of startups, we really jumped at that. And, of course, the cash doesn't hurt.
Arnoldo Mulo Merlina is the founder of Sim Machines and was also a winner in the first round. He's from Costa Rica, and his company provides cutting-edge technology in the search engine field. He was compelled to apply not just for the money, but because Arch Grants would help him get a visa.
Because visa is a tricky issue, right? You cannot be in a country without a visa, and usually when you go abroad, you can only get one if you're working for somebody, but I didn't want that. I wanted to work on my own company, so they gave me a lot of support towards this goal.
Sarah Spear is the executive director of Arch Grants. She says they look for startups that demonstrate a commitment to being based in St. Louis, provide an innovative product or service, or startups that plan to be high growth in scale with an eye towards national and international sales. She says there are similar programs around the world, but not in the U.S.
In the U.S., we're the only program of our scope and size, specifically in that we're awarding $50,000 at the very beginning of the startup's tenure with us. Mass Challenge, for example, in Massachusetts, provides the funding after startups go through a 90-day acceleration period. So for us, we feel that the startups need that funding immediately.
Arch Grants is focused on the economic development of the St. Louis region. So they track job creation, revenue generated, and capital attracted by the startups. Spear says in their first 3 months of the program, the startups generated a total of 51 jobs, $282,000 of revenue, and $645,000 in capital from investors.
So for us, those numbers indicate that the program is being successful.
420 applications from 11 countries were submitted during the first round of the Arch Grants competition. This time around, they'll be awarding 20 grants instead of 15. Spear expects to receive about 1,000 applications for round two from an even wider geographic scope. The deadline is January 1st. I'm Julie Birock, St. Louis Public Radio.